For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Happy Wednesday morning, Junks listeners in D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Maybe you're traveling using that free Odyssey app. We do appreciate that. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Go to cropmetcalf.com if you want information on how to become one of their five-star technicians. Here's how great Crop Metcalf is. I'm just walking around yesterday afternoon lamenting the fact that my dishwasher still doesn't work. And I just get a text out of the blue from Tim from Crop. He said, heard you have a leak. So I responded, you heard correct. I would love for you to send a tech whenever it's at your convenience. So we're working that out. Yeah.
Was it Big Tim?
Oh, yeah, the big silly.
Big Tim Crop.
He's the big dog.
Yeah, the top dog.
Yeah, that's
from
good.
Crop.
They're great.
So I think that's going to be rectified shortly.
Hopefully they'll send Nick out. Nick's my man.
Every technician that's ever been in my house has been awesome. I don't care who it is, as long as they stop the water.
Jason's
from puddling.
He's taking a shining to Nick.
Nick's my boy.
Yeah, I don't know them by name at this point, but I mean,
he's just really good. He's good at what he does.
I just had two of them at my house for my issue in my garage, my busted freezer.
If Tim or Ben is listening, I do have a toilet that's leaking slightly.
I was just going around.
But I'm just too embarrassed to call about it, to be honest with you. Well, it's just such a minor thing.
You may
but
be embarrassed, but the right move is to get it taken care of.
I know.
Or you're going to get a big fat water bill.
No, my water bill is up slightly, for yeah. sure. I'm just embarrassed to call about such a trivial issue.
Yeah.
But I will.
Okay.
I will eventually.
As you should.
I try to space out my calls because
I understand.
I'm just so self-conscious.
Bad. I get it.
Yeah.
I understand.
I
know how that works.
I feel bad calling them a lot too. So,
but yeah.
I don't call them a lot. I probably call them twice a year, maybe three times a year.
You're good.
And I don't think they really do electrical work, right?
Oh, they definitely do.
I think they do everything.
Yeah, they do a little bit of everything.
I think they'll build a house for you if they need that.
No, I know. Dude, they redid a bathroom for me. But that's not really what they do.
They put in a brand new electrical box in my basement. So it's a lock. They do electrical
that's
work.
That's true. They put in my my generator.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I could have them come out for that. I got an issue with still my back. My lighting on my deck. I don't know. Something's busted. It's not working anymore, Cakes.
It's busted.
It's good to own a home, but it's also there's always something.
Oh, it's just
there's always something happening. Something
I told you,
going on.
My buddy Lucas, he and his wife Michelle, good friends of ours. Their daughter played volleyball with Meg at Cornell. He sold his house, and he moved into a really high end condo. They're having one built in Tampa. It's the greatest thing. He loves it. Couldn't be happier. Because he didn't have to deal with anything. Didn't have to deal with the roof. Didn't have to deal with the grass. Didn't have to deal with leaves in the pool every day. You know what I mean?
It's all just like condo fees. That's all
condo
taken
fee,
care of.
And okay. then it's just it's like living in a resort.
Yeah,
they have a full gym, sauna, steam shower, cold plunge. You go outside, the pool's like you're in a freaking like a tropical island.
Like you're at Gilbert Arenas' house from back in the day.
And it's like it's the greatest thing you ever did.
Yeah. If they have an issue with like a drain, does the conduit cover that, or is it just all exterior stuff?
I think you just call. Honestly, I don't know the answer to
call
that.
Call super.
But I think you just call downstairs and they send somebody up. I think that's what. He's like, I don't do anything.
That's great. That's called the dream.
Where does he live?
That is the ultimate
Tampa.
Dream.
So I was just reading an article like 10 minutes ago, a headline that said Florida condo owners are scrambling to sell and it's overwhelming the market.
Oh, really?
That's because their HOA fees are probably
HOA
going up.
HOA fees are disastrous.
Oh, maybe. Oh. Well, he's not scrambling to sell.
Well, I'm saying if you sold your house and you're kind of downsizing and you got some extra income,
you got some cash,
and you're not really sweating an HOA that's $800 a month.
Yeah, I don't think they're sweating anything. They're not really sweating it.
Yeah. My friend lives in Florida, has a condo in Florida. His HOA fees are $25,000 a year.
Wow.
So it's like $2,000 a month. Yeah. It's like $2,000 a month.
That is steep.
They live in a pretty high-end one, and they're having a brand new one built right next to the hockey arena. So I don't think they're too worried about it.
It kind of depends on where you are financially.
It's just where you are in your life.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's just the lifestyle, the idea of not having to deal with all of the S that we're dealing with.
Yeah.
You know, as your garage door dilapidated, your roof's falling apart, you got a shutter that's dangling side. I literally had neighbors walking their dog yesterday, and we were sitting there having dinner, and we looked out the window, and we're like, oh, there's so-and-so. They literally were staring at our shutter.
Did your guy come by? He clearly didn't
Wednesday.
Fix it. Wednesday.
Oh, okay. No, Thursday. That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
And my wife and I were just laughing. Yeah. He's like, look at them. They're so flummoxed.
Yeah.
That shutter is cockeyed like that.
Well, that'll be fixed.
Let's hope.
I'll hook that up.
Let's hope. I got a random guy coming, Ray, coming tomorrow.
Rando Ray. By the way, we got a big one tonight.
Well,
massive game.
Another big one.
It is a big one.
Now, the pressure's off because they win game one, but still big.
Yeah.
Game two at home, big.
Now, I'm going to attempt to do something I've attempted to do in the past with sporting events, and I've never been able to do it successfully because it's my daughter's birthday. Happy birthday, Juliet. Turns 23 today, by the way. I'm officially washed.
The fave is 23.
I'm washed. I have a 23-year-old daughter. Anyway, we're going out to dinner. Then we're going to have cake afterwards with like the in-laws and my wife's sister and her husband coming over. But that's going to be right at like puck drop time because I got the earliest Resi I could get 5:30. I would have liked 5:30 is the earliest I could get.
So you gonna rush through dinner?
No, I'm gonna attempt.
You're gonna relax.
I'm gonna chill. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go into media blackout mode once I get into my house.
Right.
No phone. No TVs on. No updates from anybody. And then once everybody leaves, we go straight down to the basement. Turn the TV on. We join from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And then we just try to catch up without any updates. Now, I've tried to do this before, and I've always crashed and burned. I'm not optimistic about it.
You got to lock your phone away like it's the White Lotus.
You know what? That's a great idea. I'm going to lock my phone and my daughter's phone and my wife's phone in my
safe. So are you actually having people back over to the house for like cake and
just
stuff?
Just going to have cake. Yeah, it's going to be, it'll be relatively it'll be a quickie. Chill. But
does like everybody understand the time crunch?
That's going to take me directly into, I'm going to be the Ratcliffe of White Lotus. I'm going to be right into the first period as we're singing happy birthday, which is always cringeworthy.
It's not just your family. You got to get the guest phones locked up too.
I'm not worried about my in-laws. Like
they're not that locked. They're not locked.
I'm not worried about that.
How long does your 23-year-old have to go without her phone for?
Roughly an hour, 45 minutes, an hour.
That's doable.
She can do it. She can handle
it. She seems like she's a pretty diehard fan.
Also, smartwatches. Smartwatches, too.
Oh, yeah. They're all going in. They're on lockdown. Full-blown lockdown. Like you're at a comedian show. He's testing out new material, and he doesn't want you filming it. That's what I'm going to have to do. It's a tough needle to thread, Valdez. I've tried to do it like with Commanders games before, and I just can't do it.
I've done it with, I guess, most recently with Terps Hoops games. It's not that bad.
You could do it.
Yeah, I think it's doable.
You could do it if you're committed.
And I should be able to catch up to the broadcast by about mid-second period.
You would be the prime offender because I feel like all of us, we're so attached to Twitter for news.
Yeah.
Right.
It's almost like
I'm attached to it.
It's almost habit when we're bored, we scroll to go see what's the latest.
No, but as soon as we get back into the house, I'll just gather the phones, put them in lockdown, no TVs will be on, and I'll be in a cone of silence. I think I'll be able to pull it off. Confidence is pretty high. I'll be distraught if I...
Yeah, but you're not that comfortable with it. You'll pull it off, but you're stressing a little bit over it.
I don't like the idea of it happening and me not knowing what's happening in real time. Mm-hmm. That I don't like. Mm-hmm. But I can handle it for a period.
My daughter she works in Tyson's.
Yeah.
And she wants my wife and I to come meet her for dinner in Arlington,
okay,
where she lives,
right,
after she gets off of work. So yeah, that would be in that 5:30 to 6 range?
Sure.
I said, no.
You said no. You had to put the kibosh on that.
I said, you can come to Ashburn for dinner.
Yeah, home turf dinner.
We can do that, and we could do 5:30, or probably closer to 5:30.
She's looking for the parents to pay for dinner?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
well,
of course.
Yeah, all kids.
Yeah, but she wants to go in Arlington, so she could just drive 2 minutes home.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'll have to drive all the way back. I said, no. I said, there's a big one tonight.
You said, not so fast, my friend.
So I said, maybe we can move that to Thursday.
Okay. Right.
Because the draft doesn't start till 8, so that'll be fine.
True.
But I said, no, I gotta work. I gotta watch the Caps.
Understood.
Dude, we had you could sympathize with this. So one of Kate's coaches, she has several volleyball coaches, you know, on her team or whatever. We wanted to get some work with one of them last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I don't know exactly, but I think let's just say she lives in Fairfax. I don't know if that's true, but I think it's roughly true.
Okay.
And so we wanted her to meet us at Holy Cross at 4:00.
Mm-hmm.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
It took her...
Coming from Fairfax?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And so she left around like 2:40. She never got there. It by the time she got to that area, it was like 5:10.
Stupid. And it was like all... It was
over
all the,
2 hours.
And it was all the belt... She was on the beltway?
Yeah, it was like just getting over the GW and all that.
The construction is brutal.
I guess coming down 60... I don't know what it was.
Yeah, it's just brutal.
Over 2 hours. Yep. Never made it.
And just think, Just think, people sit in that every single day.
Oh, yeah.
Every single day.
I also realized that, you know, we're never going to be able to have an extra workout in this area, you know, where I live with that coach ever.
Correct.
Maybe on a weekend.
On a weekend, yeah, yeah.
Maybe on a weekend.
Right.
But it's not a thing.
Can't do it.
I actually felt terrible for it. She's stuck in traffic for over 2 hours.
Yeah, and then what she did is turn around, go home.
Well, she actually had dinner plans. She decided to double.
Oh, okay.
And she had dinner plans with friends that lived up in the Gaithersburg area.
That's...
So she's just like, I'm just going to go to dinner. You know, I mean, sorry. You know, nothing you could do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Oh, I always, when people, friends of ours or relatives that live in Maryland say, hey, can you come over for dinner? And, you know, whatever night, on usually a Friday night.
Right.
I say, no, I'm not doing that.
No, right. Well, that's why a lot of people say, well, you know, I used to play all the golf courses out in Northern Virginia. I played them all. You name it, I played it.
America's Guest.
Yeah, not anymore. Because no, you can't get home.
It takes forever.
You need that. Yep. Is it the White's Ferry? You need that back
that
up and running.
That ferry's gone. Yeah. Or you have to wait until like 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Correct.
You need that blicky back. All right, got to take a break. When we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page. Good night for the Nats down at Nats Park. Not so good for the Baltimore Orioles. It was the first game of the Battle of the Beltways. We'll get into that when we come back here on The Fan.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8-ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.